Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Little Chicago, bring this back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Are you cut out to be an entrepreneur? If you already have a business, it might be a little late to be asking that question, right? Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Do you know, if you haven't tried it yet, you're thinking about it or you're wondering, could I actually pull that off? Could I do that? First, you have to understand what an entrepreneur is, right? Because an entrepreneur is not the same thing as a small business owner. They can be the same thing, but they're really two different. They're really two sides of the same coin, if you think about it. An entrepreneur is someone who imagines something that probably hasn't happened yet. Even if it's a niche of a niche. In other words, somebody's already invented this thing, but they haven't put the spin on it like this, like I want to. An entrepreneur is someone who takes a blank sheet of paper, takes a piece of a bolt of whole cloth, and makes something out of it. And this is a person who's a dreamer, who has vision, who can see things, who can connect the dots. An entrepreneur is able to connect the dots. You know, a lot of people see dots. A lot of people can see that there's a dot there and there's a dot there, meaning two different pieces of information. But they don't necessarily connect the dots. Now, if you can't connect the dots, you probably need to be an employee. Good for you. We need you. But if you can connect the dots, that means you've got some vision. You've got the ability to see what might could be from what isn't yet. And can make that happen. But you have to be more than just a visionary. Because I know a lot of people who can see things, who can imagine things. They're great dreamers. But they can't actually pull it off. They can't actually make it happen. And they don't. They just continue to dream. They always got a great idea. But they never actually make something happen. So a true entrepreneur has the ability to dream, the ability to have vision, ability to connect the dots, but they also have the ability, the will, the fortitude, the stick-to-itiveness, the perseverance, the belief in themselves, faith in themselves, and some technical capability to put the resources together to go, you know, by the numbers, 1, 2, 3, to make something happen, to create something, to literally create something from nothing, and they're willing to risk their own skin, their own capital. That's the other thing. There's the courage component of being an entrepreneur, to risk their own skin and their own capital. You know, I've said the difference between an entrepreneur and an entrepreneurial employee is an entrepreneur is willing to risk his or her capital. An entrepreneurial employee wants to take risks just like the entrepreneur, except they want to do it with your capital, right? Well, an entrepreneur is risking their own stuff, their own time, their own investment, their own reputation, their own risk of failure. That's what an entrepreneur does. Now, once that venture is created and launched, and you're beyond the heady days of how exciting it is because we've done something nobody's ever done, it's been a success, people like it. Once you get beyond those days, it's kind of like when the cute little toddler becomes a little older child. It brings on a different kind of maintenance, right? And it's the same thing with a business. Once you get out of the entrepreneur stage into the operating stage, then you go from being a pure entrepreneur to a business owner, an operator, a manager. And that takes another kind of discipline that takes different tools, different skills, different kinds of stick-to-itiveness. The ability to continue to work on this thing, maybe when it's not as exciting as it was. You've got to find your excitement in a different way. And that's the difference between an entrepreneur and an owner. Because many, I know a lot of people who can start a business, get it going, but they can't exist in the mundane, everyday operation of being a business owner. And so they either go out of business, they sell, or they hire an operator. Two sides of the same coin, the entrepreneur and the operator. Are you one or the other, or are you both? Think about that before you head off into business ownership. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.